Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Connect with Your Guardian Angel with Ian. Hi, I'm Ian, and my gift is I'm able to connect with your guardian angel and receive a message for you. Today is April 6, 2015. It's a blessed Monday. It's really pretty here out where I'm doing my radio show. I'm looking out a window and the sun is shining. I'm looking right at my magical garden. I talk about my garden once in a while when I'm on the air. And thank you so much for everyone that's tuning in. And today's angel message of the new day that I received today is really, really wonderful. It's called Laughter. And I can't wait to tell you what the angel said. When I'm not on the air, I do angel messages of the new day. I do sacred and intuitive angel messages. And you can see all that information along with I write daily angel messages there. I also write meditations and personalized prayers for everybody. And that's www.connectwithyourguardianangelwithann.com. I also am on Twitter. I do angel messages of the day there. And I also am on Facebook, Connect with Your Guardian Angel with Ann. I post beautiful messages there from the angels. And you can also like my page, and I also interact on there with everyone who's liking my page. Hi, if you're just tuning in, this is Ann. I'm host of Connect with Your Guardian Angel with Ann. And I begin my show with a meditation that the angels taught me on how to connect with your guardian angel. This is more important than ever to do this, the angels told me. It's more or less of a, it's honoring yourself, loving yourself by taking time out just to, even if it's just for a minute, to take time out for yourself to bring you peace of mind, happiness, calmness. That's what the angels do for you. Just visualize them surrounding you, wrapping. Anything that makes you feel good is part of your angel's connection to you. You may not see your angel in physical form or in your mind's eye or even visually when you see pictures of the way others see angels. But anything that makes you feel good is part of what your angel does for you. It's part of you. It's like a separate part of you. It's the best way I can explain it. It's a part of you, your angel. And the way I was taught on how to connect with your angel is find a quiet place, be it indoors or outdoors, anywhere. I sometimes go in my car. Place of worship, library, out in a park, indoors, anywhere, beautiful. Because everywhere you go is beautiful. It's whatever you visualize. You could be in like a room that's just plain, dull colors. But in your mind's eye, you can create a beautiful, magical, spectacular, sparkly place. It's good to have a glass of water with you just in case you need to hydrate. Or your favorite beverage, tea. I always light a candle if you don't have a candle, visualize it. If you can even have a picture of the candle. You have soft music playing in the background. Just close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. As you take a deep breath in, visualize pink mist in the taking the deep breath in. Spell the words love in your mind. L-O-V-E. Hold that for a moment. Exhale. Release all your worries. See them fly away as your breath exhales. Take another deep breath in. Pink mist. Love, joy. Call in your angel right now. Angels, come in. Come hang out with me for this moment. Bring me joy, peace, gifts, love, happiness. Hold that for a moment. You might start feeling a little lightheaded. You might start seeing things. Sometimes you see light. You might smell a really nice aroma. Usually it's roses, flowers, anything that's your favorite aroma that comes in. Could be something that you really enjoy eating that has a nice aroma, a spice, anything that makes you happy. You're taking a time out to bring in this really high love vibration that comes from your angel. Exhale. Release the rest of the residue of things that stress you out. Take another deep breath in. Angels, I'm here. Exhale. This is where you can just sit still. Think of something that makes you happy. If reading a book makes you happy, see yourself reading a book, sitting comfortably in a chair, going to the ocean, looking at the blue sky, hearing the sounds of the waves. Here's where you can just sit and be with your angel. Talk to them as if they're your best friend. Because they are. They are your best friend. When you start feeling this, it's a high vibration of stillness and peace. And I want you to feel that going away. That's when the energy is slowly going away. If you want to bring it back in, just take another deep breath in. Just concentrate on your breathing. You can ask your angel's name here. Ask them what color that you should wear today if you do this meditation in the morning. And that's it. If something happens during your day that you become stressful or just worrisome, take a few minutes out and just remember what you did right now with me. Take a deep breath in. That energy comes back in. You'll hear what I do when I do this is when you hear the vibration of my voice, it goes into your body's aura, the cells, and it brings back the goodness, the loving energies that we're sharing right now, which is very sacred, beautiful, full of love. Hi, if you're just tuning in, this is Anne. I'm host of Connect with Your Guardian Angel with Anne. My gift is I'm able to connect with your guardian angel and receive a message for you. If you missed the meditation, you can always hear it on the replay at my blogtalkradio.com/angelgirlanne. I also have links to my website, connectwithyourguardianangelwithanne.com, where I have some recordings of meditation there, prayers. And I also do angel intuitive sacred readings off the air, and that also is on my website. And today's angel message was really, really beautiful. It's laughter. It is time to take this moment and close your eyes and take a deep breath in and visualize and bring to mind what makes you laugh. Raise your vibration now. It is a natural way and no cost way to lift your vibration. Put a spring in your walk and skip as once when you were a child. Not a care in the world. Being in the moment is a renewal that activates inside us, and instantly selves start working and rebuilding magical, amazing wonders and miracles. Bring back the imprint of your childlike soul into play. The real play that belongs and deserves to be up front in attitude. Start the spark of laughter each and every day. Think love, speak love, be in love with you. Raise your angel's vibration, the world's vibration, and most importantly, your inner world. We love and hold you forever in our hearts. When I heard this message from the angels, it made me smile so big. I remember when I was a child how even though to a child your world may be falling apart around you because it is overwhelming, all the big things that are around us, you can always go within and become like a child again. Be that child again. Okay, I'm going to take my first call. Hi, how are you?
Hi. Hi, how are you? Sherelle.
Good, how are you?
Sherelle.
Hi, Sherelle.
Thank you. Hi, honey.
Hi.
Yeah. Did you want to ask a specific question or?
It's up to you. I can get an angel message for you, and sometimes a little more comes in, but if you'd like, since you're asking, I can ask a specific question, sure.
So would you like to give me an angel message, then I ask my question, or I have to get one or the other?
Sure. Let me do your angel message. And.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. One moment.
Okay.
I have to say to you right now, your angels are putting like a huge, this means to me there's lots of love around you, a huge, they're showing me the beautiful sun around you, the sunlight, you know how the sun mm-hmm. shines in the sky? They're actually placing you like in the middle, and the sun is shining brightly behind you. There's a big energy force of like coming in, as in it's cleansing you, releasing you from. You have a lot of there's like not turmoil, but there's a lot going on for you. So the sunshine means it's being flushed away, and that beautiful, magnificent, holy light that comes from the sun is you're being purified, released of that. So the message I'm receiving, like this is part of the message I'm receiving, is that when you start feeling kind of sluggish or just seem a little maybe distracted, just visualized what I just, this vision that the angels just showed me. Just picture the sun beaming behind you. Feel the warmth, feel the power, feel the love, because the sun loves us.
Okay. Okay. Now, are you going to say something else?
No, go. Be blessings, Cheryl. What would you love to hear? I would love to hear what you.
Now, I got a question. Now, me and my friend got into a confrontation a couple of weeks ago, and he told me not to call him anymore. Now, do you think he definite with his answer? Do you think he is going to contact me, or he's completely done with me? And if so, when do you see him contacting me? Please and thank you.
You're welcome. One moment.
Okay.
I think, let's see, I'm feeling what the angels are saying.
Okay.
There's like, I wonder if this is why the sun came in. I was feeling that there's so much going on with you.
Yeah.
They're saying about him now. Is this somebody he's very important to you?
We are. I'll go ahead.
I think that this is what I just received. This is a test,
okay.
Cheryl, okay? This is a test for you on a personal level of your growth, of your soul.
Mm-hmm.
A test meaning, and it has to do with this person who... in a roundabout way, he will contact you. You need to not contact him as he had asked.
Okay.
And the reason is it's something for you. It's like for the best of you, for the good of you. And it has,
mm-hmm.
And he's like a part of that to, you know how they say there's a person in your life that that assists you with certain things? You know how some people come in your life? He's actually part of your life, and the situation came to a head because there was no other solution but to abruptly stop it like he did. I think you need to just take some time out for yourself and spend time, what makes you happy, do that. If this person did make you happy, think of something that's second that made you happy, okay? This is all about focusing in on you. And once you achieve this within yourself, whatever happens, we'll be contacting, and I'm getting like... within 30 days.
Dang. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
What's happening is something really beautiful is happening for you. You're a straightforward, no hold barred person, which is beautiful because that's a pure energy light you behold. You behold like a really powerful, it's very pure, really pure energy. I want you to know that. Realize this. Don't change who you are. You are perfect the way you are. Don't let anybody say you aren't. Once you realize this powerful person, you're very loving. I can't describe the pureness of your love. I want you to really know that, and that's why I said spend some time with yourself. Spend some time with yourself, and It's going to all work out beautifully, play out beautifully for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you so much for your call.
I really appreciate it. Take your time on explaining. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
You have beautiful energy yourself.
You too, and I'll be thinking of you and praying.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Blessing, Cheryl.
Same to you, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, if you're just tuning in, this is Anne. I'm host of Connect with Your Guardian Angel with Anne. If you missed the show earlier, I did a meditation on how to connect with your guardian angel. You can hear the replay at blogtalkradio.com/angelgirlanne. And today's angel message was laughter. That's also on my show page. I'm going to take my next caller. Hi, you're on the air with Anne. What's your name?
Hi, my name's Lori.
Lori?
Yes.
Hi, Lori.
Hi.
So you have a high vibration. You're very you have a sweet vibration. Would you like to receive an angel message?
Yes. Yes.
One moment.
Okay.
Okay, I got a visual of what you're an angel, and I'm trying to connect to see. You have like quite a few angels around you. They're wanting me to tell you that they're there for you, supporting you. Even though you may not see them, they want you through me. They're telling me that they want you to know that you're being literally, they're around you, and if you'd like, you could sit like now, right now, for a moment, and take a deep breath in, and it's like they're telling me, you know that the words faith, hope, and charity? It's
yeah.
Like they're a trio of, that's what they are, they're a trio of angels. They're called Faith, Hope, and Charity for you. They come in a rainbow. It's like a rainbow connection line from heaven. That's how they come to you.
Wow.
They surround you, blessing you. It's really pretty. They're showing me there's gold swirling around you. There's a beautiful, beautiful, strong blue. What do they call it? They said to say it's indigo. They're swirling around you. I see it. Oh, my goodness. It's beautiful. And that's for you, okay? What they want you to do is tonight, and you can do this every night.
Okay.
And if you just... do you have like a special window that you could sit out and look out into the up into the sky from your window?
I could kind of clear some space and try to do that.
That's what they're showing me. They see you. They're showing me they want to see you by, it would be in the evening, a little space, a little window, wherever you can be, even if it's, even if you can sit and draw. They even said that. Draw a picture and do a picture window and just draw like little spots of stars and a moon or the moon. Okay, that's what they're saying. That could be your window if you don't have the space to do it. Just draw.
I have the space to do it, and I have the moon shows up really nice out here.
Okay, that's what they want you to do tonight, and they just want you to be still and receive. They're They're right behind you. They're going to be with you. But they want you to, the direct rays from above, heaven's rays, many blessings. They're going to be, you need a lot of blessings and magic. There's a lot of things in play coming in for you once you do this. During the day, just make sure that you, everything's being taken, want you to know that there's support. You have a lot of celestial beings supporting you. I know it's an invisible force. Just know that it's around you. I know it's around you. And that's all you need to know. I know visual is important to us. And if you really just take time out to do it, you will see it. There is something really important that you've been waiting for that's going to, it's coming. I know it's not coming soon enough, but it's coming.
Contact with my son again?
What's that?
Contact with my son again?
They're telling me there's something huge coming that it's going to, they know you've been waiting.
Wow.
But they want you to be at peace, okay?
The other day when I was downtown at this dispute resolution center trying to work out this thing with this kid that wrecked my car, and I'm trying to get him to some restitution out of it, and he's supposed to fix my car, and I was down there trying to sign some more papers, and I got in another car accident. I got in a car accident on top of everything else, but, you know, not a big, huge one, but still. And then when I was driving home, I was like, wow, this is taking up all my time. And then when I was driving home, there was this beautiful rainbow. Like, it seemed to be, like, in front of me on the freeway, just in front of the whole, you know, like, a big, big huge end of the rainbow. And I'm like, I gotta go drive over there and see if I can see the end of this rainbow and bask in the colors of it, you know. But I couldn't quite do that. And it seemed like it was on one side of the street, but it was actually on the other side. And but I did get some pictures of it and stuff.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it was an incredible, beautiful, beautiful rainbow.
Well, and that's what they were showing me. Oh, Lori, my thoughts and prayers will be with you. I pray every day for my callers, and you will be in my thoughts and prayers.
I'm supposed to drive this car with these ripped ball joints that are acting like, I just found out this morning that these damaged ball joints, if you drive a car with these damaged ball joints, you could end up losing a tire and being a fatality. They said it's catastrophic. They could be catastrophic. The wheel could fall off your car.
And you're still driving the car. Why are you putting yourself in this?
I'm supposed to drive it over there.
Else, right?
No, I went and got it. I had to go buy another car because he left my car in such dangerous condition. And then I was taking them to small claims court, and then they had this mediation option. So I went there, and they just treated me like I was the bad person and this poor little kid, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like he destroyed my car. He left it in extremely dangerous condition. He took all my money and wrecked my car. I had to go get a whole new car, a whole different car. And now I'm supposed to drive this car over to his place. It's like about an hour away on Sunday so he can fix all the damage he did to it. And then I just found out today that it's a very dangerous situation. I could get in a fatality driving this car, and I don't want to drive it. And I signed the stipulation. So I'm calling all over frantically trying to get some information because I don't want to drive the car. I just have a really bad feeling. It's like I just have this really horrible feeling. I can't drive it. It's like I just can't drive it. I'm too afraid to drive it.
Well, from what I hear, go with what you feel. If anybody you know can step in for you physically to do this for you, do you have anyone?
Not really.
If
but I'm trying. I'm trying to find.
I was going to say, I naturally always think of praying and to bring in an angel for you, not invisible, but a human working angel on earth to come to your rescue because you need the rescue. I would not drive. You're being warned. It's just,
yeah.
I'm feeling maybe, do you have maybe someone of like someone, do you know anybody that does this stuff for a living, like steps in to help, like maybe somebody can drive it in for you, or
I'm not sure, it's like a dangerous thing to be driving, like nobody should be driving it.
No,
so I'm thinking maybe that I called the insurance company and told them the situation, and they're going to get back to me later this afternoon to let me know if they'll help me out with towing it without charging me.
I was just going to say, call your insurance company, because that's what I was just saying. They're going to assist you, because I was even thinking of somebody, if like, do you go to a place of worship?
Yeah, I called the church and asked them already, but he's not going
to
help me.
Okay.
And
we need to find somebody for you because we need to calm you. And I know the loving energy that came through was for you to be calm, because once you get calm, you'll be able to think clearer. Insurance company will bring in good news for you.
Okay.
Okay. Much love, and I'll be praying.
Well, thank you so much for all your time. I know this is a time-consuming for everybody, but I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Much love, Lori. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Hi, this is Anne. If you're just tuning in, I'm host of Connect with Your Guardian Angel with Anne. Today's angel message was laughter. And if you missed the beginning of my show, I do a meditation on how to connect with your guardian angel. Just look at my blog, talkradio.com/angelgirlAnn. And I also, when I'm not on the air, I do sacred intuitive angel readings. And you can go to my website there and connect and receive a message at connectwithyourguardianangelwithanne.com. I also have a Facebook page, Connect with Your Guardian Angel with Anne. And I also am on Twitter, where I tweet angel messages. I'm going to take one more call. Hi, you're on the air with Anne. What's your name?
Hi, Anne. This is Tiffany.
Tiffany?
Yes.
Hi, Tiffany.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks so much for waiting. Would you like an angel message of the day?
Yes, but I also have a topic if you can help me with, if I should narrow that down.
Sure.
The topic is on job. I'm looking for a new job. If you can ask the angels for help, to help me.
To, like, specific, like, to find you a job, or what kind of job?
I'm in medical. I'm in healthcare, and I'm looking for a new job in the hospital. And so I have applied, and I'm just waiting, I guess, and applying when new jobs come. And I was wondering if the angels have anything to say about my situation.
Okay, I would love to. One moment. Right away, Tiffany, I got that they're saying there's there's a new facility, and I don't know what that means, but it's in your interest. There's a new facility. I don't know if it's being built or it's been built. It's still like in the stages, not. And they're saying there's going to be a job there for you. One second. Let me, like, zone in on what they were saying. I'm getting, like, in 7 weeks, 7 weeks' time, and I know that's a, are you, like, right now not working, right?
I'm not working, yeah, right.
Okay, I'm getting, like, 7 weeks' time because there's somewhere actually, and you haven't heard it yet, because I'm thinking where you should, are you actively, like, going online seeking jobs? Did you put, like, a resume on one of those resume sites? Are you going by foot applying for jobs?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. There's something like really, really cool and magical, they say. And in like 7 weeks' time, there's a job, and it's actually someone you're going to meet that's going to tell you about it. That's all I'm getting, actually. And they're saying to bring this about for you, Tiffany, is what you need to do is sit down with your angel. You can do this even when you're not, if you don't have the time to do something, like, you know, like in the beginning of my show, I say, you know, always take time for yourself. That means you're with your angel to, like, talk things out with them, set an intention, like pray with them, or they'll pray with you, telling them exactly what you want. There's a job exactly that you want. Like, recite it, write it down, set your intention, make that wish, and you know how you make a wish and then you let it go type of thing? You remember when you, I remember when I was a little girl, I always reflect back that, because a lot of things that we knew that were going on weren't, we didn't know was going on, but we actually participated in dreams and wishes. This is in case for you too. Sit back and think of what you really want to do. And we know that you want, you're in the medical, which is fabulous, because your, like the energy I was showing, they were showing me is you have this, there's a healing within you of your presence that's needed. You actually, you know how somebody who's like a physical trainer at like a fitness gym?
Mm-hmm.
Those people, it's like specifically for them, they hold this energy of fitness, like being a fitness person to make a connection with each person that is looking to better their life. You have like this energy of healing that if you weren't there, no magic would happen. So that's what I'm getting. Put that intention out of the perfect job that you want. The angels already have the outcome of it. And like I said, they said it's going to be like in 7 weeks that you're going to meet someone who's going to tell you about it and you're going to apply and get the job. But in the meantime, okay, keep looking, looking at papers online, put in resume online. Keep doing those things because that keeps like the flow going, okay?
I do know a new facility that's being built.
Oh, so maybe this is...
Yeah.
Well,
it's in
sit down tonight or whenever you can and write down like, the perfect thing that you want. And it's going to have... Your angel, which, by the way, she said her name's June.
Oh, okay. June.
She's really cute. She's like, she's really dark. Like, her hair is really dark. She wears a tiara. She wears a high collared, she has like a, her collar is real high and it's real puffy. That's the best way I could describe it. And it's silver and it sparkles. She's constantly, she adores you. She's like showing me right now. She like blows kisses to you. She says you're so sweet. You're sweet. Your angel's so sweet. She's beautiful, just like you. Thank you for, I'm so honored to give you this message.
Thank you. Thank you for helping.
Oh, you're welcome. I'll be thinking of you and sending prayers your way.
Okay, thank you.
Much love. Hi, this is Anne. I'm host of Connect with Your Guardian Angel. With Anne. That's the show for today. I want to thank everyone who called and all who were listening. Many blessings to you. I did want to close the show out and say a prayer. Dear God and angels, surround us all with the emerald green healing light and the white light of the Holy Spirit. Infuse the bubbles from the angels of love and light with this powerful emerald healing green healing light. Keep us safely surrounded in your arms, sending us love and blessings. Thank you all and much love.